Hello and welcome to another edition of the Full Press Islanders podcast. Hunter Highwell talking to you about the weekend that was the back-to-back games for the Islanders. We are now into the All-Star break, and today the Islanders still sit a couple of points out of a playoff spot, but a couple of good things did happen. Pittsburgh lost to San Jose on Saturday night. The Islanders were able to come away with an overtime win against Vegas, and we're going to kind of lump in the entire first half. We're going to go into what happened, some of the storylines, and what we need to see this team do in the second half to really push for the playoffs. Because as we stand right now, they're a couple of points back from Pittsburgh. Washington is beginning to separate themselves. They had another win last night. It's becoming a little harder and harder to see the Islanders getting into the playoffs. And on Thursday and really Friday morning, I was at the game on Friday night, and it was a good, tidy win. But again, the Islanders over the weekend, in two wins, they scored four goals. Like, they were able to escape a win against Vegas. They won on Friday night 2-0, but you could see in that game against Detroit, Detroit just looked dead. Like, they didn't want to be there. It was one of their last games before the All-Star break. Actually, it was Detroit's last game before the All-Star break. They had their eyes set on just getting to the break. And the Islanders were able to take advantage, and they won. And it really came down to something that we've been seeing the Islanders do, and that's getting scoring from the same places. But the reason why they were able to win on Saturday night is because, yes, Anders Lee scored again. And it really seems to be that if Anders Lee and Brock Nelson don't score, then they're not going to score at all. Like, Friday night, it was Anders Lee who had that great goal where he just dove, and the puck hit his stick, and it's his effort that's really dragging the Islanders along the line. And remember, I said on Friday, we really are just looking for three out of possible 4 points. And when they got to overtime on Saturday, and then they gave up that penalty shot to Will Carrier, who was just an absolute issue the entire game. The entire game, Will Carrier was a freaking problem. But give credit to Semyon Varlamov, man. Give credit where it's due, because he was able to stand tall, make that save, and he made a few other saves to not only have it at 1-0 for the longest time, we're thinking the Islanders might actually escape with a 1-0 win, but he's able to keep it at 1-1 as well. He was able to make a couple saves in the last like 3 or 4 minutes, and there's a report on Saturday saying that he wants to stay with the Islanders, and I welcome that any day. He needs to be here because, one, he's a great 1B. And I know Sorokin is the absolute guaranteed starter. There's no way you could take that away from him. But man, having Varlamov, he's basically a second starter. Because most teams you could see on Friday night, Detroit, they had Hellberg in there. And Hellberg, he's a good backup goalie. But Varlamov is a great backup goalie. And if something ever happens to Sorokin, you could play Varlamov for 20 games and be comfortable with that. But getting those back-to-back wins and having Sorokin and Varlamov in there, Sorokin had the shutout on Friday, Varlamov had that huge game on Saturday, it's the goaltending that's really getting the Islanders these last couple of wins here and broke that streak, man. That streak had to end. They lost 10 of 11 games, and now they've won back-to-back. They went into the break, and it couldn't come at a better time. And now let's take a look at what's gotten us here, because there's a couple of things that have gotten the Islanders here, and the main thing is injuries. And I know I've been one too. I've been getting on Lane Lambert for shuffling the lines and for Lamoriello's roster construction, but it's really tough to get on either of them. I know what Lane's trying to do, and he kind of stopped it on Friday and Saturday where he chilled out with the line combos. He kind of just let it ride, and they wound up winning both games. But Lamoriello, is it really him to blame for what's going on? Because if you look at the roster right now, and I know you always want depth. In any sport you play, you look for depth on the roster. But can you blame him? Because one of our defensemen on our number one pairing went down in Pelech. That was a huge loss, especially when they went to Western Canada. Because Adam Pelech is one of the reasons why you feel confident playing a team like Edmonton or Calgary when they have all that fast-paced firepower. I don't even need to say McDavid, Draisaitl, Huberto on the Flames. I know he's having a little bit of a down year, but still the Flames have a lot of firepower, like Nazem Kadri. Having Pelech out there to be able to counter that is massive, and he missed like 20 games. And also that game in Toronto, that is a tough spot for him to make his first game back. But then you also look at a couple of the other injuries. Palmieri, he's been hurt, and since he's come back, Palmieri's been a factor. He's not scoring a lot, and he has a couple of goals, a couple of assists. But man, Palmieri, he's a problem out there. You could just see whenever he's out there, they're getting continuous pressure. And eventually, they're going to start scoring with him out there, because Saturday night, they scored a goal with him out there because it's the nonstop pressure. he goes in there and he goes into the dirty areas. And I know everybody loves to hear that. Oh, you got to get to the dirty areas. You got to get the greasy ones. But that's what he does. And him playing with Leaf, he's able to get there. And he has a nice shot too, Palmieri. A great release. But he's missed a lot of time. And then obviously Wahlstrom's missed a lot of time. Like there's key members of this team that have just missed games. Cizikas missed a couple of games in there. Quarterback's been out. There are key members of this team that have just been injured. And really credit to Lane Lambert for keeping the team together to a point. Obviously, they lost a lot of games, but they got a couple of points in that stretch. Give credit to Lane Lambert and a lot of the players like Anders Lee. Like Anders Lee and Brock Nelson, they're just grinding out there, trying to keep this team afloat. And if they could just take this All-Star break, this nice little week off, get healthy. Obviously, Lemieux doesn't let any information out of the building. We have no idea how close Wahlstrom is. We have no idea if he's even going to be able to play after the All-Star break. I highly doubt that because we would have at least been hearing about him skating or making progress. Obviously, over this break, the team is still going to be going to the facility outside of Brock Nelson, who made the All-Star game, and Ilya Sorokin, who made the All-Star game. Well-deserved, gentlemen. They're going to be there in Florida, which I cannot believe they granted Florida an All-Star game. I went to a Panthers-Coyotes game a couple years ago, and that place was dead. And I was like the biggest Panther fan in the building, and I wasn't even a Panthers fan. I just have an old Jaeger Panthers jersey that I have. That's one of my prized possessions, by the way. I have like a hockey jersey collection in my closet, and my mom is always telling me, why do you have so many jerseys? Because they're cool. How many people do you know that have a Blake Wheeler jersey? Well, now you know one of them. But anyways, so the All-Star game down in Florida, that's going to be kind of cool to see, the skills competition. We're going to get a little bit more into that as the week goes on because we're going to talk about the All-Star game and a couple of things that they're doing to try to make it a little bit more interesting. But there's going to be things going on at the Islander facility in this week that we're going to have to pay attention to, especially with the injuries. Obviously, Cal Clutterbuck is on IR, so I don't expect to see anything from him. But Wahlstrom, he's got to make some progress because they need him. And I like to see what's been going on too. Like Hudson Fashing has come in and he's played a really nice role. But they've really been trying to throw guys on the bottom six that don't belong in a bottom six role. At least Wahlstrom has some size to him, and he's got some grit, and he'll play physical. But they're asking Atu Ratu to play that fourth-line center role, and he's not a fourth-line center. He's the type of guy that really grinds with his hands and getting through to the nice areas through making speedy moves. He doesn't go out there and push you around on the boards. That's not his game. I wouldn't like to see Wahlstrom doing that, but at least I know he can. And he's got a nice shot. He almost comes off of like a Ryan Callahan that has a better shot. He's big, he's physical, and he's able to have such a nice release on his shot. And he can get some greasy goals too. So I'd rather him play that like third line role. But this week off is so important for the Islanders because also Dobson's out. If the Islanders had kept playing, those back-to-back wins, they're very fortunate to have gotten them. But if they kept playing, this thing could have gotten out of hand fast. So it's good to just settle down, get healthy, really begin to look towards the second half of the season because it can happen. And I know it's a lot of people are saying, a lot of my friends are saying, I went golfing with my friend the other day because it was actually warm on Sunday. So before Championship Sunday began, and if you're a football fan, I hear you, referees, right? Thank God in the NHL, the referees, we always like to complain, but at least the referees most of the time get the calls right, and they don't really determine the outcomes of games. So as hockey fans, we have that in our back pocket. But my friend was saying, you know, I really don't think it's worth it to get in the playoffs and just get bounced by Boston. I understand that. But my counter to that point is the Islanders are the type of team that if they get in, they can be a problem in the playoffs because they play a physical, they try to keep it to the outside, and they have the goaltending to just steal series. Like last season with the Rangers, it's the perfect example. The Rangers were not the best team in the East. They weren't the second best team in the East. But you know what they do have? They have a top five goalie in the league who's able to steal them series. That series against Carolina, the Hurricanes outplayed the Rangers for most of that series except Game 7 where the Rangers just absolutely dismantled them piece by piece in that game. And I was at my friend's house for a Rangers watch party. That was just horrible to see. Just the Ranger fans. Ugh. Man, they really are the worst when they're good, aren't they? But having a guy like Sorokin, you're telling me that he can't win four games? Of course he can. The Islanders just have to find that goal scoring. And with these back-to-back wins, it kind of reinvigorates Lou to be like, maybe I can make a move. And as we go through this week, we're going to be going through the moves that the Islanders are going to have to make. Today, we're kind of just looking back at the season that is so far. And the season that is, we have a good team, very injury-ridden, but these back-to-back wins kind of reinvigorate the team, like saying, okay, we can do this. Because before that game on Friday, the team was down. They're not scoring a lot of goals. They're still not scoring. They won both those games, only scoring two goals in each of them. But getting those two wins kind of reinflates the balloon of the team. Like, hey, this is possible. We are good enough to win in this league, and we can make the playoffs. And all we really need to do, we need to get Wahlstrom healthy. We need to get Dobson healthy. I would love to see Hudson Fashing back in this lineup because they've been really putting in a lot of guys, like especially on defense too, Wotherspoon, Boldick, Chawalski. Like, they're all nice players, but they're just not NHL ready. I think Wotherspoon is NHL ready to be a seventh defenseman, but you can kind of see. As the more he played, the more he was exposed. And realistically, I would like to see Ratu just back down in the minors, and I do think he can be NHL ready on a bad team. If you're just down there, if you just want to come up and play for a team that's not going to make the playoffs. But if I want him to develop correctly, send him down to the minors, let him play first-line minutes, let him become the hockey player that we know he can be. Same thing with a player like Dufour. There's a lot of hype around Dufour. He's been a very good, sneaky, late-round draft pick. Let him just develop down there, but obviously with injury comes necessity. And Lamoriello, we're going to go into a couple of the trade options tomorrow and Wednesday about what they can do to really go after players. And obviously, we have the big names, and we're also going to look at some small targets. Some guys that they can get that aren't really the huge ticket, the big fish, but someone that the Islanders might have to go out there and get just to get something, some NHL-level talent to round out this lineup because they can make the playoffs. They can make a run. But this week is all about getting healthy and moving forward. Because these last two games really reinvigorated the organization into thinking they could make the playoffs and contend. Tomorrow, we're going to get more into, like I just said before, some trade proposals, some trade ideas, what it's going to take, some things that we can look into in terms of players and packages, because we got a week, guys, before we got Islanders hockey back. And we're also going to get a little bit into the All-Star game and kind of how it's gotten away from the NHL. But they've done a couple of nice things to kind of try to get our interest back. And I really like it because it shows me that they're trying, unlike other leagues that are like, well, this is the All-Star Game format, and we're just going to keep rolling with it. They're at least trying. But until tomorrow, this is Hunter Highwell with another edition of the Full Press Islanders Podcast.